Mayor Patrick Madden delivered the State of the City address at Troy's City Hall to a crowd of approximately 150 people. The overwhelming theme to the mayor's speech was optimism, if at times it seemed like cautious optimism as he tried to set realistic expectations from voters.
I am pleased to report that the state of the city continues to improve on a number of important measures. When I first assumed office 4 years ago, we faced some significant challenges. Unbalanced budgets, aging infrastructure, depleted financial reserves, decades of disinvestment, and years of political strife, which took our collective eye off the ball and paralyzed progress. In the last 4 years, we have made remarkable progress toward making Troy a more vibrant, more resilient, and more welcoming community built on a stronger financial foundation. The result has been greater confidence and optimism in the city by small business owners, investors, and homeowners. This is evidenced by the growth in investment that we are witnessing. For too long, we have demanded our elected officials deliver a level of services that we have been unwilling to pay for. We have punished or threatened to punish those who were unable to meet our demands and rewarded those who employed fiscal sleight of hand to give us what we demanded. The problem was it was unsustainable. My administration has acted differently, both by design and necessity. We built bridges over political divisions to make real change. We made hard decisions about taxes, fees, and staffing. We instituted honest and effective changes to ensure long-term viability of important city services. And we said no more often than many of us would have liked. I will continue to caution that we are not out of the woods, that we are headed in the right direction. Do not believe those who promise quick fixes. Fiscal discipline is a practice, not an event.
The mayor began his speech talking about infrastructure and the $24 million project to improve our century-old seawall.
Years of natural erosion exacerbated by Hurricane Irene left the wall vulnerable. And what few realize is that the seawall is the only thing that separates the county's sewer interceptor line from the Hudson River. Failure of this barrier would be catastrophic.
Water and sustainability were major themes in Mayor Madden's address.
Did you know that there are more than 280 miles of water and sewer pipes under our streets? End to end, that would stretch from Troy to Buffalo. Did you know that we draw and process more than 21 million gallons of water a day from the Tom Hanek Reservoir? That water serves over 135,000 customers in Troy and 9 surrounding communities in 3 counties. And it is why we are moving forward with the replacement of the feeder lines which connect the Tom Hanek Reservoir to the water treatment plant. These lines, for which there is no backup, are over 110 years old. They were placed in service during the presidency of William Howard Taft. This is a monumental undertaking. When complete, it will ensure a reliable flow of water for at least another 250 years.
Development and economic improvement, as well as a number of projects in Troy's neighborhoods throughout the city, figured prominently in the mayor's speech.
While our bustling downtown continues to be the envy of upstate New York, it really is Troy's diverse neighborhoods that truly define our community. The city boasts a wide variety of neighborhoods, from dense urban streetscapes to single-family homes with generous yards. Troy offers a housing environment for every taste. Making each of these neighborhoods realize its highest potential is a significant focus of City Hall each and every day. Lansingburg neighborhood contains many of our community's important historical buildings. As our third century of history begins in the Collar City, I am proposing the creation of a historic district in Lansingburg to ensure the preservation of these important properties for another century. In South Troy, we are continuing our target investment in sidewalks and other neighborhood upgrades. This spring, we're on track to complete the installation of Americans with Disabilities Act compliant sidewalks, curb ramps, and new lighting and trees along 2nd Street. We have added several miles of dedicated and shared bike lanes through South Troy on the Uncle Sam Bike Trail, creating a 7-mile-long trail that connects South Troy to Lansingburg, part of our growing waterfront trail. I am delighted to report that we have reached an agreement with the county regarding the construction of the South Troy Industrial Roadway. In the North Central neighborhood, we will be undertaking an exciting renovation of the 7th Avenue Park. We are studying the possibility of reestablishing River Street to its original layout. This visionary project would remove physical barriers for pedestrians and create a walkable, more connected waterfront. In 2019, the city was awarded $4 million in grant funding from the Federal Highway Administration to improve pedestrian safety and accessibility on Congress and Ferry Streets. Enhancements and upgrades include new curb extensions, ADA accessible curb ramps, replacement of sidewalks, smart traffic lights for improved traffic control, additional street parking, bike lanes to connect with the existing trail network, and lane reductions to slow traffic and increase safety for pedestrians.
Arts and culture were another theme that the mayor discussed.
Proctor's Collaborative, which includes Proctor's in Schenectady, Capital Rep in Albany, and Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga, is proposing a reuse of the American Theater on River Street as a movie and music venue.
Mayor Madden shifted to talk of sustainability as he placed Troy's future in the context of the global climate crisis.
Did you know that 2019 capped the world's hottest decade in recorded history? Did you know that the past 5 years have been the hottest on record? Did you know that recent studies predict that by 2050, 30 years from now, 1/3 of the entire country of Vietnam will be below the high tide mark? This is but one example. The ripple effect of climate change will have a destabilizing effect of a global scale, creating political and economic unrest. Many of us will live to see that unfold, and certainly our children and their children will be in the thick of it. If we care about the quality of their lives, we have a moral obligation, individually and collectively, to take action. There is a saying to the effect that if you fail to plan, you should plan to fail. This is a particularly apt maxim when it comes to solid waste. We know that landfills are closing around the country. We know that the pace of landfill loss is the greatest in the Northeast. We know that China has closed its markets for most recyclables, disrupting the entire recycling industry on a global scale. Yet as a society, we continue to carry on seemingly oblivious to these facts. Over the past 3 years, we have taken steps to change our relationship with solid waste and prepare for a time when landfill costs will spike. Key to this effort is reducing what we throw away and then creating avenues to divert unwanted items from the waste stream.
No State of the City speech is complete without a discussion of crime.
While no amount of crime is an acceptable amount of crime, it is worth noting that over the past 4 years, violent crime in Troy declined 26.7%, and property crime decreased 32.8% over the same period. While many communities have experienced a decrease in crime over the same time period, this represents the largest drop in the capital region. In fact, across the 3 major cities in the capital region, Troy's crime rate on a per capita basis went from the highest to the lowest over that period of time.
Mayor Madden encouraged people to fill out their U.S. Census forms so that Troy could get its share of federal budget allocation.
2020 is a year of the census. On April 1, the U.S. Census Bureau will begin a once-in-a-decade count of every person living in the United States. This count will determine the allocation of billions of dollars in federal funding for local communities. Programs which support Troy's rebirth and revitalization are dependent upon federal funding, which is directly tied to the U.S. Census results. A low count can affect how hundreds of billions of dollars will be allocated each year for the next decade. It's critical that the City of Troy and the County of Rensselaer have a full and accurate count this April.
Mayor Madden ended his speech as he began it, sounding notes of optimism for Troy's future.
Fully cognizant of where we still come up short, there is an undeniable sense of opportunity and optimism in our city. Residents are engaging. Businesses, large and small, are investing. I am boldly optimistic about our future, optimistic that our present challenges pale in comparison to our possibilities.